We are soon to be joined by the head coach of the Beavers, Jim Scanlon, and let Jim grab the microphone. First of all, a great effort there late by your hockey team tonight. They sure made it exciting. Let's go back to the first period, though. A very good first period by both these teams. You know, you kind of expected it to be back and forth, but your team seemed to be able to handle Stalder and Bricklick there in that first period.
Thanks, Kelly. I was just thinking it's a lot funner walking up here after a W.
Yeah, definitely.
Which we got to do both times last year, but no, it's just just a good solid hockey game. We definitely had some chances down there at the end. We battled. They're number 98, very very talented. One of their talented European players, and she made a couple nice plays. The first goal, we didn't play it very well. It was kind of a unforced turnover, and they capitalized on it, but. We come back and get one to tie it. So you're going into the third period on the road, 1-1. I'll take that anytime. And unfortunately for us, Stalder did make a play and got 98 on just a real nice saucer pass, and she finished. But I thought at times we struggled to get the puck out of the zone. Certainly credit Duluth. I thought they were part of that. But there's some things we could certainly do better. And tomorrow's another opportunity.
You guys get outshot 41-21. You mentioned not being able to get them out of your zone. What do you need to do tomorrow to make sure that doesn't happen again?
Well, I think we're a combination of things. I think we got to get back on pucks quicker. We talked to our centers about coming underneath and being, being a little late rather than they're in such a hurry a lot of times that they're flying out of the zone and we're still we still have the puck almost below the goal line extended. We need our centers to come in low and low and slow, basically, and just because that play would be there. And sometimes you just have to have poise. I mean, we talk to the wings. If you don't have a play, there's nothing wrong with just leaving it in your skates, and we'll create a scrum. Our center will be there to support, and we'll get it out that way. But, there's too many times we'd turn it over and we'd get caught out there in the long shifts, and that's where some of their shots started to pile up. But certainly Britt was outstanding for us and had a wonderful game.
39 saves for Brittany Mowat. The score could have been a lot higher had she not been playing her game.
Yeah, no question. She was, as usual, she was, just calm, cool, collected back there and made a lot of big stops. And on the other end, I think we need to get more pucks at her. I think, you saw at the end there, she was the puck kind of bouncing all over the place, and there's loose pucks all over the place. And, there was a couple empty netters. We just could not get our stick on that puck there at the end. So, exciting finish.
How hard is it you guys down to the wire there, and of course you said the puck's bouncing all over in the crease, and a couple players have missed the shot. It's got to be hard to even, I don't know, I shouldn't say hard to focus, but you get kind of caught up in the moment. Is it hard to keep them kind of out of that?
No, I tell you what, I was really impressed with the plays that we were making to get pucks in the net. I thought AJ and Berge and Lauren all made really, really good plays. I mean, you'd think AJ would just bury her head and shoot it, but she had the poise, made a fake, got the player out of position. I mean, she was creating plays, and they were all creating opportunities because they were showing poise with the puck in a real tense situation. So, I thought we handled that 6-on-5 very, very well. And like I said, we had two or three where the puck was right there, and we just couldn't get our stick on it.
Well, one other thing I saw improved throughout the game. First period, you guys weren't winning a lot of faceoffs. Second period, it was even. I'm guessing this third period, you guys were winning a lot more faceoffs than.
Yeah, certainly it's always an important part of the game, Kelly. Just faceoffs are possession, and no question we got better as the game went on. It's only game 7. We're just going to keep working hard, keep getting better as a group, and tomorrow, like I said, is another opportunity.
Well, I notice your that last line of Casa, Haluska, and Marault look pretty sharp tonight. They certainly have some wheels down there. I know a couple of times they had some great looks.
Yeah, they were. I thought they were one of our better lines, especially in the third period. Obviously, they were probably a little fresher than everybody else, but I was really impressed with how they went out there. They got pucks deep and they worked hard and they created Sanchez. They were on the ice for the goal we scored. Abby wins a draw and Sylvie makes a nice pass out to Hutchie, and Hutchie finds a way to get the puck in the net. So, yeah, I thought that line was really good.
For Sylvia Meralt, that's her first career point as a BSU Beaver.
It was, yep. Everybody on the bench knew it, and they were all excited for it. That's pretty cool.
Nice to see. And, of course, nothing better than being led by your senior captain there, Madison Hutchinson. And she has been so good from that right side of the blue line this year. All three of her goals, I believe, have come from that side.
Yeah, you know, just getting pucks to the net. And, you know, we had a great chance on the power play shortly after that where she was wide open in the slot. And I think she would like to have that one back because if she hits the net, Berge had done a great job taking the goalie's eyes away and very well could have gotten another one.
Coach, what do you need to do tomorrow to come back and get a split on the weekend?
Well, you know, I don't think anything different than we've done the last two Saturdays. It's, you know, you got to have short memories. We'll take a look at the video tomorrow morning And like I say, tomorrow's another opportunity. Let's just come out there and play hard for 60 and see what happens.
Very valiant effort there by your hockey team. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Absolutely. Thanks, Kelly.
Thanks, Coach. Head Coach Jim Scanlon joining us here in our Paul Binning Communications post-game show. Again, a good effort by Bemidji State and easily could have tied this one up and sent it into overtime.